This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Joel, Barry, Nick, till 4, Usual Suspects, as we got 1 hour to go in the big show. Stephanie, we're very disappointed because evidently you got stage fright.
Yeah, we're going to school me. And you see what happens?
I just wanted to hear her perspective. I don't know why you thought I got all excited. I just thought it would be good to hear some of the people chime in.
I think Barry's wrong. I want him to be wrong. Because despite it being 20 years away for me, that's still around the corner. That's not that far.
Well, you're hoping for a windfall, too, later in your life. So, I mean,
you think married people have sex all the time, so you're gonna be sadly disappointed.
You guys convinced me that you guys were you're the ones that convinced me that y'all do. Y'all were like, yeah, man, I get it on every
this
day.
This text right here, Nick is so lost about having sex when married, laughing my ass off. Yeah, I know.
That's y'all's
He's
fault.
He's delusional.
Dude. That's y'all's fault.
Robert wants to get in here, though. Robert?
Yes, sir.
Let him have it.
No.
Hey, wrong Barry, choice come on of now. Words. I just turned 57 years old.
Okay.
And it's about 12 to 14 times a year.
12 to 14. That's
now,
solid.
Okay, now, you're bragging about doing it once a month, basically, which is for 57.
That's
I have to tell you.
That's a lot better than once a quarter.
That's true. For 57, I have to commend you. Now, I've got questions for you, Robert. You called, so answer my questions, all right?
Let's get it.
Okay. How long have you been married?
35 years.
Jeez.
Okay.
Nice job, Robert.
Is she still hot?
Who, me?
No, I don't care about you. Yeah, is the wife still hot?
Oh, yeah. She's smoking.
She takes care of herself then, right?
Yes, she does. Very
okay.
good.
Are either of you overweight?
No.
All right. Do you eat well? Do you eat healthy and exercise?
Yes, we do.
Okay. Do you take Viagra?
Yes, I do every once in a while.
Did you notice the pause there?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. That's okay.
I love the honesty.
That's okay. I love it. Yeah. Because you know what? Anybody at 57 that's telling you they're doing it 14 times a year and probably aren't taking Viagra is probably lying to you. Right, Robert? I mean,
either not or not taking a whole lot of time.
Bro, when you start getting close to 60, I have no problem going and getting that prescription filled. None.
You got to go get that blue pill.
That's right. But here's the key, and I will say this because kudos to Robert. Here's the key. You notice all the questions I asked them? They eat healthy. They exercise. They're in good shape. Fat guys like me, we're doing it 4 times a year because we don't have the energy. We don't take care of ourselves. The wife probably stopped taking care of herself. That's the thing.
First of all, fat guys like you doesn't fit. Second of all, if you go to the low T center, they'll give you a little boost.
What'd you say, Robert? That's true.
They always have the light switch, though. You can just turn that thing off, and you're good to go.
The imagination is a powerful tool, is it not, Robert?
Robert, you can still feel it, though. Like, if you got to move the gut around, you can still feel that. Appreciate the call, Robert. Thank you for setting me straight.
Oh, Barry.
Even though I have statistics from the AARP website that says a little different.
Which is the Association of Old People. Stephanie's back.
All right. Well, real quick, before we get Stephanie on the phone, I'm going to read a couple of these to you. Where'd it go? How often do you kiss passionately? 38% of couples said they do not kiss passionately at all anymore, but 74% of the happiest couples exchange kisses at least once a week. Once a week, they kiss passionately. This is what old people do now. Okay.
Which, based on the numbers, they're only getting it on once every couple weeks, so that's okay.
Again, this is for old people. Do you perform oral sex on your partner?
Oh, boy.
77% of women and 60% of men say yes. That surprises me.
For the men. For the women, no, but for the men.
The men surprises you?
I'm with you. I'm with you.
You jerk.
Yeah.
After the hot dog video, it all changed.
At least I was the one who said it. I don't think it's that many.
I agree with Nick.
How often do you and your partner make love? 31% of couples said sex several times a week. 28% said of couples have sex a couple times a month.
Okay.
8% of couples have sex once a month. Sadly, or so we thought, 33% of respondents said they rarely or never have sex. So one-third of the old people aren't having sex at all.
Right, but almost two-thirds. Almost 60% of them are at least once a month.
Old people.
But and a lot of them a lot more than that based on the numbers you just gave.
And I don't put 54-year-olds as old people. I don't.
Well,
as much as I like to give you guys a hard time, I don't think 50. I mean, come on. That's not old people.
Dude, see what you did, though?
It is.
This whole can of worms is rolling.
Do you want more stats or do you want to do the calls? Well, Let's do the calls. You can intertwine.
You can intertwine. Stephanie, I'm glad you're back. Stephanie is back. Let's make sure we don't lose her. Stephanie, what's up?
Hi there.
Oh, Stephanie, how are you?
I'm good.
Damn, Joel, settle down. What's up, Stephanie? How's it going?
I'm doing great. I'm just saying my husband is 58. We have sex several times a week. We kiss passionately all the time.
Now, okay, Stephanie, I'm going to ask you these questions. You have to answer honestly.
I will answer absolutely honestly.
Do you guys eat healthy?
We do eat. Well, I eat healthier than he does.
Okay. Do you work out?
No, not really.
Are you in?
Is sex working out?
Well, depends on how you do it, I guess.
In interval training.
That's true, right? 30 seconds on, 15 seconds
interval
off.
Interval training works.
Okay, are you in good shape, Stephanie? Do you still have a nice body?
I do.
Okay, see? Now we're getting down to the root of it. Does he keep in shape at least a little bit?
At least a little bit. Yeah, he's trying to lose a little bit of weight, but he's still hot.
If he looks straight down, can he see his toes?
Well, I don't know if he. I think he can. I can't tell you because.
Okay, so you stay in good shape. You eat healthy. He's all right. I mean, he's probably got like a dad body. He doesn't have a six pack, but he's got a little bit of a gut, right? As most men do. Okay, does he take Viagra?
No, never.
Really?
God forbid. Oh my gosh, no. That would kill me.
Why? Because you don't think you'd turn him on?
I can barely keep up with him the way it is.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
So who's got the better sex drive? You or him?
Oh, he's way, way more.
Oh yeah?
Okay. I've got to keep up with him.
Really?
And I'm 49. How old is he? He's 58, I'm 49.
Damn.
I've got to keep up with him.
Is his name Jack?
Robbing the cradle. He's robbing the cradle with you, huh?
The jackhammer. We're 9 years.
We're 9 years difference. Come on.
So, Stephanie, do you guys swing?
We only are with each other.
Okay. Why'd you hesitate?
Yeah, you did do a little.
You had a lot of hesitation.
What?
No, because you said swing. I was like, are you really asking me that question?
Yeah, well, I mean, you never know, right? Like, sometimes that's how you spice it up when you get that old.
No.
All right.
No,
so you said how many times a week?
Another. At least three.
At least three times a week. Damn.
At least.
How long have y'all been married?
10 years.
Well, good for you, Stephanie.
That's awesome.
You are definitely the outlier in this whole experiment. I will say that. All right, send news to Joel.
I guess I got lucky.
Yeah, you did. And
it sounds
so did
like
he.
You continue to get lucky weekly. That's good. That's fantastic.
And I believe he got lucky too, Stephanie. So we appreciate the call. Thank you.
Keep doing what you're doing, literally.
Joel said send nudes.
But is she the outlier? I didn't want to be rude.
JJ wants him, though.
10 years. 10 years.
She's definitely the outlier. So she got married.
She's only been married 10 years. There's still a lot of spice left in the marriage. You get what I'm saying?
As opposed to 35.
35 or 40.
Yeah.
No?
No. 10 years. I mean,
how long have you been married?
Well, we've been together 18.
Yeah. I mean,
we've been married for what? 13, 12? It'll be.
Look at me.
It'll be, yeah.
I don't know.
It'll be 13, actually, July 1st.
Well, I'm proud of Jack.
Look at that.
57 and what
is Jack it? Jackhammer or whatever his name is, but he's bringing 57
three times a week?
I want to be that guy.
Me too.
I want to be that guy.
I promise you, if you put 100 dudes in here, 57 years old, they're not all doing it three times a week. I promise you that.
Even if they wanted to.
Executing
that plan might be difficult for some of them.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, who do you want to go
let's
to?
Let's go to Frank. Frank.
What's up, Frank?
Hello, guys. What's up?
How's it going, man?
How you doing, man?
Man, it's going great. Turning 55 July next month.
Okay. How many times are you banging the old lady?
Yeah.
For us, about twice, sometimes three times a week.
What is going on with you sex-crazed old people?
Dude, it's in the water down in Texas.
Frank.
It's not old. It's not old. 55 is a good age.
Man, Frank, I'm 43, and I feel like I'll be lucky to do it twice a year when I'm 55, man.
No.
Frank, are you in good shape?
It's great at 55.
Are you in good shape and on the Viagras?
I've tried it, but she doesn't want me on it.
Why?
That drive is too strong, baby. It's too strong.
Frank, are you Latin, Frank? Are you like a machismo guy?
I'm Chicano. I'm Chicano, Texas, Texas born.
But you so you are Latin in a way, right? Like Hispanic.
Yeah. No,
okay.
Nothing
see,
with panic in it, baby.
You got that vibe. You got that virility that us white guys from Europe don't have.
But the Frankfurter is still spicing it up.
You got that right.
Well, good for you, Frank.
We're How glad long you been married?
We're glad you're still banging.
Well, how long you been married, Frank?
Together 5 years, married October 5th last
see,
year.
See,
oh, now, see. Frank, you just ruined yeah. it. It's yeah, too see, new for you, Frank.
It's fresh.
Well, let's see, 55, been together 5 years. Well, yeah, it's still new. It's still new.
Yeah, it is still new. Is she still hot? Does she keep it together? She let it go?
Oh, she's hot.
Is
she's
she?
She's great. She's hot, yes.
Okay. Well, good for you, Frank. Yeah. I'm glad these
hey,
there's
different formulas, but you're still putting up big numbers.
Appreciate
have you been
the call,
married
Frank.
Before? But wait, Frank, have you been married before?
Yes.
And how long did like how was that? Like,
how were your numbers in the previous marriage, Frank?
Same way.
Really?
Wow.
Frank's just a stud.
Yeah. The Frankfurter and the jackhammer are legendary.
Frank is just out here just banging away.
He's that dude from that Dos Equis commercial. Just
he is
laid, just knocking him back.
Yeah, yeah, I could tell he had that Latin machismo thing going. You could just hear it in his voice.
Yeah.
He was, okay, well, we found the three guys above the age of 55 that are still banging once a week. The rest of them are not. They didn't even have the energy to pick up the phone and call. That's
Your
how
boy
lame
Marcus
they are.
Hung up. He well, wanted to get right. in on this. All right, so we continue to roll on with the show. We're learning things as we go, not just telling you guys what's going on in sports and knowledge and other things. You guys are teaching us as well. We'll continue to roll on. Kelvin Watkins is supposed to join us, longtime Rockets beat writer, to talk NBA with a lot of things going on. Getting ready for the NBA draft on Thursday. So I'm sure that those questions will be asked after Kelvin has to expose his track record in other areas. Because that's the kind of things that happen here on The Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Welcome back to The Usual Suspects. We're in the final hour before we turn it over to Fred, AJ, and The Blitz. It's Barry, it's Joel, it's Nick, and now it is our distinct pleasure and honor to be joined by Kelvin Watkins, the longtime beat writer for your Houston Rockets. My man is very well versed on everything NBA, MLB, NFL. Don't just pigeonhole him into round ball. And you can follow him. He is a great follow and a wealth of information at Kelvin Watkins, Watkins. Kelvin, welcome, buddy. Glad to have you in studio.
Thank you.
Great
this is my
have
first
you.
Time here. This is I like this. I told you I like the backdrop, but yeah. This has been for like 10 years.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Now, you were next door filling in.
Yeah.
Doing the national show.
Yes.
Now you're over here slumming with us
I'm
local
slumming.
Guys.
I'm slumming on
I'm
ESPN.
Surprised you can still hear us, because once you work with Creighton, I mean, there's a ring in your ears for like 24 to 48 hours.
Well, I heard you guys outside the door here when I was in the hallway.
Yeah? You heard Joel? That's he's very
Barry.
Loud.
Barry's
yeah,
a yodeler.
Joel gets very loud, but I do want to welcome you. At least you know people are actually listening to this show. I don't know if anyone listens on that station.
Oh, in Topeka, Kansas, they are big.
Are they?
Yeah.
Oh, well, there you go.
Yep. So, first of all, let's get your take on, we talked to you a couple times leading into the playoffs, but really didn't catch up with you until after it all was said and done. But your take just on wrapping up the season with the Warriors and the fact that Barry and I have kicked it around, is the new trend in the NBA now to become a super team, and that's the only way you compete with the Warriors and have a chance to win a title?
I think so. LeBron James tried to put together a nice little super team, and that failed him.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, it seems that way. And I saw Kevin Durant's going to opt out of his deal, but he's going to resign.
Right.
So yeah, let's put the best players together and beat everybody up. That's what.
So what's the next super team? So what is LeBron's super team going to look like when he gets it built?
Just or Paul rebuild. George, just Paul George thing going to happen?
I think he tried to make the Paul George deal happen. They got to get rid of Kevin Love to make that happen. You know, I heard he got to get rid of Kyrie Irving at some point. But you get Paul George, then it's Kyrie Irving, Paul George, LeBron James, J.R. Smith, Tristan Thompson. Is that enough to get through the East? Sure.
Right.
I think so. I heard a hot rumor last night that Boston was trying to get Anthony Davis from New Orleans. But I don't know if that's going to happen. But it would be interesting if that does occur, because that means that if I'm LeBron James, I'm like, I might as well go to L.A.
Right.
But if that doesn't happen, then I would say LeBron is okay to get out of the East every year.
So if you're Paul George, now supposedly he told management with Indiana, I'm gone after this year, regardless, I'm gone, which means it's probably better for you to make a deal for me and get something for me because I'm not going to resign. Do you believe he's dead set on going to the Lakers? Or if LeBron, they can make this deal happen and he can play with LeBron James, is that it would seem to be enough to change his mind?
Well, say they're not going to trade him to L.A., and L.A. is not going to give up the assets, the young players or picks, to get Paul George. Why would they?
If he's coming anyway.
He's coming anyway.
Right.
So if I'm Cleveland, I go, okay, check this out. We're going to trade for you, and we're going to show you how great it is to live and win in Cleveland.
Which better be one hell of a show.
Yeah, and say, don't worry about that, Snow, because is Cleveland any different from Indianapolis? You know, I've never lived in either city. I've visited those cities numerous times in my life. You know, I like downtown Cleveland better than...
Bro, it's no Milwaukee. I grew up in Milwaukee, and you want to get out.
Yeah, it's kind of like... I don't know. But anyway, there are two nice... There's a lot of good people there. I don't know if I could live there.
You could tell the truth here. No one's going to hold it against you if you say Cleveland's a crap hole.
Yeah, it is a crap hole. I think how could it compare to Indianapolis?
I think Indy's a crap hole.
Really? More so than Cleveland?
A buddy of mine worked for the NCAA in Indy. He said it was hard for him to find a barber, like what? Get a haircut. So then when I would talk to NBA players that would come to town or coaches, and I say, you know, they've been in Indy. Can you get a haircut? It's hard to get a good barber.
Wow.
But anyway, back to the topic at hand, I would say if Cleveland can convince Paul George, look, every year we're going to be contending for the title, you might as well stay here. We'll give you a four-year deal, whatever, $152 million, stay. If they can convince him, then Paul George stays. But I think Paul George has a desire to play in L.A. and play for Magic Johnson, someone who grew up watching. Yes.
Is there any chance of a sign-and-trade? Is there any chance of that towards the end of the year, next year, where, you know, if he qualifies and can get that max deal, is that something that might be in the works or could happen?
I think it could happen, but I doubt it.
Okay.
Doesn't it seems to me Kevin Love is the piece.
Yes.
If Indiana believes, look, we're not going to get anything for him at the end of the year, so at least get me a guy that's under contract for a few years, that's still in his late 20s, that can still produce a little bit so we can be respectable.
Yeah. I mean, look, Indiana with Kevin Love, it's not like the Brooklyn Nets. Okay?
Right.
They're still
– there's some talent.
They're a 7th seed, eighth seed, you know. Nate McMillan's a very good coach. They got a new GM, Kevin Pritchard. So they'll be okay. Now, it's not like they were competing for an NBA title anyway. Okay, with Paul George, but with Kevin Love, you're basically the same. Basically, where you were
about 500. You're about a 500 team with Kevin Love or Paul George. One of the two.
Yeah. Okay, so it's okay.
Can you dispel rumors for Rockets fans that have drank way too much Kool-Aid that think a package that includes Montrezl Harrell, Sam Decker, Trevor Ariza, and a future one is enough to entice Indiana to move Paul George to the Rockets?
That's not happening.
Thank you.
What do you make of the – I mean, you've heard CP3 is visiting the Rockets. He visited Denver. Anything to that, or is he just making the rounds?
He's making the rounds. I had asked somebody about that, and they said he's just going to make the rounds. He's going to visit San Antonio. San Antonio's got to get rid of, like, five people just to make that work.
Right.
You know, now, if you – say you bring Chris Paul here to the Rockets – then you're saying to James Harden, you're going back to the two.
See, that was my question for you. You just moved Harden to the one. Now you're going to move him away again?
That's okay. Move him to the two. And then you say to Pat Beverly, you're going to the bench and you're going to be part of our, you know, he's already part of that second unit with Lou Williams and Eric Gordon.
Right.
So I would think that works. But I'm not sure if Paul George fits this system because Paul George does a lot of dribbling. I mean, yeah, Chris Paul.
Right.
Chris Paul does a lot of dribbling. And in this system, you got to pass, you got to cut, you got to do pick and roll. And James is a great passer, and so is Chris Paul. But I think Chris Paul dribbled more than James Harden does.
I was going to say, I'm just worried about enough ball going around between those two guys that are both going to command the ball so much.
Yeah. Well, Chris Paul's going to have to give up his shooting prowess.
Wow.
Yeah.
Try and force him to do that. Can you stick with us for another segment?
Good luck.
Yeah, sure.
All right. So Calvin Watkins is here. He's going to stick with us for one more segment, and we're going to continue to talk some NBA hoops. If you've got any questions for us, please hit us up, 713-780-ESPN, or hit us up on Twitter. Right now, I want to tell you guys about my good friends at Gallery Furniture. Mattress Mac and his crew always doing a great job now with three locations across the Houston area. You can go to the Galleria at Westheimer and Post Oak. You can go out Grand Parkway between Katy and Sugarland. Or you can get the mainstay, I-45 North, exit Tidwell Parker both ways. And you'll be treated right with great customer service, American-made solid wood furniture, living room, dining room, even in your den or man cave. They will do custom upholstered furniture for that as well. And Mac always does exactly what he says he's going to do. You buy today, you get it tonight within 3 to 4 hours. It's just the way Gallery does business. And by the way, with the Astros playing well, if they win it all, you could get the deal of a lifetime. Because if you buy $3,000 or more of furniture right now and the Astros win it all, you get it all free. You get your money back. That's the way it works. Check galleryfurniture.com for more details on that. But absolutely positively, go see my friends at Gallery Furniture because guaranteed they're going to deliver tonight if you buy it today. But more importantly, Gallery really will save you money.
Your home for sports is ESPN 97.5. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Joel, Nick, and Barry till 4. Special guest Calvin Watkins, longtime NBA beat writer, but also a plethora of knowledge on all three sports. But we were talking NBA before the break, and specifically the Houston Rockets. People care most about that here on the FM side. So if it's not Chris Paul, mm-hmm. if they're not in the Paul George sweepstakes, what do you see this team doing to compete again and become better going into next year?
Talking about the Houston
Rockets? Yeah.
You know, their team is pretty good. We kind of forget they won, was it 54 games, mm-hmm. and they were the third seed in the West. They had the stretch where they won 20 or 22 games. They got a guy who's going to probably finish second or third in the MVP vote, maybe even win it, depending.
No, you just made some people upset, but go ahead.
Look, it's what it is.
The truth hurts, yeah. right?
The truth hurts. He's not going to win it. It's going to be Westbrook, but it's what it is. But they got a good basketball team. If Nene doesn't get hurt in the Spurs series,
hey.
Right. If D'Antoni can, I like Mike D'Antoni, but I think he hurt the team more than helped the team in the postseason by going with a 7-man rotation.
Yeah.
You got to see Montrezl Harrell a little bit more. I know Sam Decker hurt his ankle, I think, in the last game. He's got to work on his shot. But those are two young kids that I think you need to play next year. And hopefully they'll play them. They need a wing defender. I can see them trading Ryan Anderson or Lou Williams.
Really?
Yeah. You need to get something. You need to – every year – the interesting thing about the NBA is, yes, you're all chasing Golden State, who's got this super team, so you're trying to find another piece that can compete with them. And I thought this Rockets team could compete with the Warriors. I didn't think they could beat them, but I thought they can go pound for pound with them much better than the Spurs could.
But the Ryan Anderson, very interesting to me. That you say the one-year experiment is over, is that because for as good as the shooting is, it was up and down, and then everything else is exposed, especially on the defensive end?
He can't defend.
Is it a case of if you're not going to be a lights-out shooter that you were expected to be, you should at least be able to defend because you can't not do both?
Right.
Because then you're not adding anything to the team?
Yeah. Now, he's never going to be a two-way player. It's like James. James is never going to be a two-way player.
Right.
But, you know, Ryan Anderson struggled at home to shoot, and you play there more than any place else. Okay, that's number one. Number two, you're a below average defender. Now, it's not because he's not trying, because he is trying. There's a difference between trying and not caring. Mm-hmm. He does care. He is trying, but he's just not good at it. And he's going to be the second highest paid player on your team. So you got to figure out, where's my bang for my buck?
So what's the move they make?
You got to find somebody that could. Obviously, you're trading salaries in the NBA. You're not going to take on. No team's going to take less. You know, you got. It's got to be equal.
Right.
So you got to find somebody that can.
Who's going to want to spend that money on a shooter?
It's hard. You got to try. Maybe you can package it with Lou.
Or building a super team, you need some shooters to compete with Golden State. Would Cleveland be an option? They don't have the money, right?
They don't have the money, but they're trying to get Paul George. So it's hard, but that's why I think it's easy to get rid of Lou Williams. And it's $7 million.
And he's up at the end of the year, if I'm not mistaken. Yes. So that would be a guy that that a team can take on and still not have long-term ramifications. A guy that Barry and I both like, Taj Gibson.
I like Taj Gibson.
I thought he would be a good fit here.
I thought so, too. I like Ibaka.
Yo, very much so.
I like Ibaka. I don't mind him shooting outside because that's what D'Antoni likes. So you need a defender. You need someone who can bang a little bit, be a little tough. That's what Nene was in that Oklahoma City series. Uh-huh. And then Capella said, this is how you have to play? And then he got better in the Spurs series. And then Nene got hurt. So, yeah, you need a tougher defender.
If they're full strength, you said they compete. They probably get past San Antonio and compete. So why break it up then? Why do something? Because if what you're saying is true, it was really nothing more than injuries that hurt this team more than anything else.
Yeah, Nene's a year older.
Okay.
And you got to bring him back. And he's not going to settle for that money again.
No, I let him go.
Oh, really? Okay.
It's a business. Okay. He'll understand.
All right.
Let him go. Get you Ibaka's a free agent.
Right.
So you get rid of trade Lou, free up some space, get Ibaka here.
Okay.
Tony, I like Tony Allen. He's a free agent too. You guys like Tony Allen?
A little long in the tooth, but long time one of the best on ball, if not the best on ball defender, and you put him with Pat Beverly, you can stop some people.
Yes. Cleveland loves Pat Beverly.
Yes, they do.
They wanted Pat Beverly at the trade deadline. Yep.
So what is this trick up Daryl Morey's sleeve?
He beat me to it, yep.
You know, we heard that. What is it?
Maybe he's going to get Paul George.
Is it Chris Bosh?
No way.
Chris Bosh?
Please don't say that.
You know, people say that about Chris Bosh, but here's the thing. It's so scary.
Daryl's always been enamored with Chris Bosh.
That's fine, but he's got a major health issue.
Right.
And you got to find some doctors, not one doctor, a couple of doctors are all going to be on the same page and say, you can play basketball.
Yeah.
And you're not going to... You need to play basketball. You can play. So I think that's the problem with Chris Bosh. I don't think you can find three or four doctors that can agree that he can play.
So to get to Barry's point, though, what's up his sleeve? You know, he was very vocal. He likes to be in the media, but it wasn't like innuendo. He was out there saying, we got something up our sleeve.
Let me ask you a question. Now they got two high second round picks.
Yep.
Say you package that, you got Lou Williams, you get a mid high first round pick. You think that can work? And who are you getting there?
Yeah, I'm not saying that's enough up your sleeve to appease the masses.
Doesn't make you happy.
If that's what he's touting, he should have just kept quiet.
Yes, exactly right.
If a mid-round
innuendo would have worked better then.
Yeah, a mid-round draft pick isn't going to get anybody excited.
I think it's like when I cover football, you have to look at players who fit the system in football, especially that sport. And basketball is similar.
Yep.
So you say, okay, who is out there that can fit Mike D'Antoni's system? You know, who does pick and rolls?
Mm-hmm.
Who can shoot it? So that's you have to look at those types of players who maybe Morey brings. Now, he needs a shooting guard, I would think. And that's nothing against Pat Beverly, but I would think you need a shooting guard unless you believe Eric Gordon's ready to start at two.
Boy, the wear and tear on Eric Gordon, if he's got to take on those more minutes, that's something that scares me too.
So what two guards out there that can fit the system? Gordon Hayward, can he fit the system?
He could.
Can you afford it?
Yeah, but are you going to pay that money?
I mean, don't get me wrong. I'd love for Hayward to come to the Houston Rockets, but can they afford him? That's the question. And it's like you said, you're going to have to move Ryan Anderson to at least even be able to look at that, I think. But yeah, that wouldn't hurt my feelings at all. I still don't know if it's – I mean, the sad part is, Calvin, I don't think anything they do lets them compete with Golden State. I don't think they can. I mean, they've got to get better shooting and defensively, and I don't think they can do both right now. They don't have the pieces.
So I guess everyone's playing for second place.
I was going to say, or an injury. Play to be the second best team in the West and then hope Golden State has some injuries.
That's true.
From year to year. That's because sad. It sounds like as loaded as they are, it's just like Cleveland's walking the park in the East.
Mm-hmm.
It seems like the West is pretty much... to be won by the Warriors unless you they get it, catastrophic injuries.
I saw Andre Iguodala is going to become a free agent.
Yep.
But they say he's going to resign, but does he take the tour and you try to get Iguodala?
Some guys like iPads. You know, they like to say the free swag. But, you know, everybody's going to take the tour. But the one thing I'm hearing out of Golden State is that you do have to, because Curry's free too, and he passed on the big money because of the injuries last time. Mm-hmm. But that Durant has already said, I'll take less to make sure we take care of Iguodala and the guys on the bench that are so important. So Golden State's not going anywhere. It may come down to that.
Maybe.
If you're the league, you don't like it, but that's the way it is.
That's how it is.
Yeah.
It's funny because years ago when we were little kids, the Lakers and the Celtics were the top teams.
Yep.
And it seems that they were in the finals every year.
Yep.
They really weren't, but that's all people want to see.
Right.
And now we got the Cavs and the Golden State Warriors, and everyone says it's bad for basketball.
We appreciate you spending some time with us, thanks, my man. Guys. Stop by anytime. Calvin right. Watkins, and again, follow him at Calvin Watkins on Twitter. Great follow. Lots of knowledge there. Nick, Barry, and I will be back to wrap things up, turn it over to the Blitz. We've got one segment to go. The Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5. I'ma take you with banks for me, cause go ahead, switch the style up. And if they
hate, then let them hate them, let the money pile up. Who's this? Hey, this is Trey Wingo. You're listening to ESPN 97.5 Houston. Hello.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, one segment left before we turn it over to Fred, AJ, and the Blitz.
Are they back in town?
I saw AJ.
Yeah. Okay.
Just checking. He's sorry. Peering and hovering and all those.
Yeah, he was just in the control room.
Sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off.
How about Calvin Watkins? Big fan of that guy.
Great dude.
I don't want to give him too much credit, but I'm a big fan.
No, he's a great dude, and he's always been a great dude. And he got a, you know, he got a raw deal after being ESPN, got caught in all those changes.
Yep.
But definitely a knowledgeable guy. And again,
let me tell you, this is how I know I'm a big deal. This is how I know I'm famous.
Here we go.
Because how many Rocket games did I attend at the end of the year, Nick?
Four. At least three. I was going to say three or four.
Four, maybe. And every time I met Calvin, sat next to him a few times at press conferences and other places. So when he walked in, I was like, hey, what's up, man? Good to see you again. He goes, yeah, nice to meet you. That's how I know I'm a
huge deal, because he didn't remember you?
He had no idea who I was. And we talked at lunch one time. So I was like, all right, well, I feel real special now.
Well, you're going to have to make a frequent stops to the Toyota Center next year now.
I don't think it's going to matter. I think I could go there 50 times and we could bring someone in and they'd be like, hey, what's up, sir? Nice to meet you. What?
Free food, Barry.
No.
You can get, I guarantee you bring free food and there are certain writers that will know you for the rest of your life.
Never forget
never
me.
Never
huh?
forget you.
But yeah.
Oh, that you're felt... the king of the corn dog.
Oh, yeah. I'll bring hot dogs.
No, we learned that lesson.
That was humbling. That stung a little. I like Calvin, though. He's a good guy.
A very good guy.
Very knowledgeable. The whole brow trade was pretty interesting. I had no idea.
That was the one part that was
to the Celtics?
Yeah.
Pretty interesting.
Yeah. And the whole that one, and the fact that someone finally said what we kind of hinted on, Ryan Anderson wasn't the fit that they thought, but the fact that he said they should unload him. And even the fact that, look, we said here on this show, Kevin Love would also be a guy that fits this system better than Ryan Anderson, because he can shoot the 3-2, but at least he can get you rebounds and put a body on some people. But we also were the ones that said, look, if Cleveland's going to make a move, Love's the guy to go. Mm-hmm. I was shocked that he said Kyrie. Some people are saying Kyrie's got to go, because if Kyrie's got to go, now you've taken two steps back on your team.
Yeah, you're not building a super team if you
not
do
even
that.
Close.
Nope.
Hey, I don't want to catch you guys off guard, but because you guys are my UFC MMA guys.
Okay.
I just saw some of these stories this weekend that were a little disturbing. First, the ex-UFC champ, Matt Hughes, still unresponsive after he ran his vehicle into a moving train.
That's very sad.
And the peculiar thing about this is no internal organ injuries or broken bones, but the family says he remains unconscious.
Hey, he was on a ventilator.
Yeah.
And nothing's broken, but he's on a ventilator.
And they say they're waning him off the ventilator, but yet still no consciousness. That to me is a little bit worrisome.
Yeah. Especially when it's when you say no internal damage, you start thinking like brain trauma. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, pretty sad.
You think no internal organ damage, you know what I mean? Like in terms of
And you also, I hate to say it, but you also have to ask the question, did he do it intentionally? Because he
I don't think so.
If you know anything about Matt. In front of a moving train.
Dude, he's such a like, he's always been kind of like a Christian dude, all about right and wrong and all about living a good life. That everything I know about Matt has been like, I mean, I don't know him personally.
I don't know him. I'm not even going to speculate. I just,
but the reputation he has.
Yeah, I go to you guys because I don't know, but I mean, because I know that a lot of the articles are starting to worry or wonder, you know, what happened when you get in front of a moving train.
I think those folks should be careful. I mean, I wouldn't even begin to speculate until you have something to go off of.
Yeah. Well, you never know, like you said.
But I mean, just, yeah, you don't. I mean, you look at like Chris Benoit, the thing that he did.
Absolutely.
You have. I don't think a lot of people outside of if you were really close to him would know that or would have seen that coming. And you know, if he did do it, I certainly wouldn't have suspected that at
all.
That's
the thing. I mean, and you look at you guys know, you know, the fight game, and I just go back to a guy like Eddie Griffin too. When the Rockets had Eddie Griffin, and no one would have ever, you know. Thought that anything like that would have, and again with a moving train. But,
yeah.
And then the other story was, is it Tim Hague?
Tim Hague, yeah.
Tim Hague, a former UFC fighter turned boxer, dies after a bout in Canada, a boxing match that he desperately wanted, they said, and really was going after that he wanted the match, and then it unfortunately ends up in.
Was it just head trauma?
Tragedy.
I mean, yeah. did they say what it was?
It was a brutal left hook that he. Experience, but it's not a left hook that we haven't seen in the boxing world before. But it just hit him in the right time. So like he gets knocked out, he's able to get back on his feet. But when he gets back into the locker room backstage, he's clearly incoherent. They rush him to a hospital for an emergency surgery. Relieving some of the blood and the pressure in his brain to allow oxygen, I guess,
some swelling in there. Yeah,
and then after that, it just went downhill. So
damn, that's sad. An
unfortunate situation.
And, you know, sometimes, like just like anything else, athletes in a specific sport, that's all they know. That's all they want to do is they want to, you know, keep doing what they love and they know best. And if it ends in tragedy like this, it's just that's terrible.
But you talk about, and I don't want to, I guess this is bad to say, but you talk about a very, I don't want to say, I guess it's the only word I can come up with, but lucky UFC. You're talking about all the former UFC fighters that have died outside the octagon or outside the UFC cage or MMA fighters in regional promotions. Across the world or internationally that have died from head trauma or being in a fight, an MMA fight. But the UFC, till this day, not a single death.
Yeah.
That's crazy. It's crazy.
All right, let's lighten it up a little bit. What are you doing for your birthday?
Please. Yeah, I don't
know. What's the plan? Strippers?
No.
Okay. I mean, where are you going out to eat? You're definitely going out to eat, right?
No.
You're going to splurge? Come on, man. You got to have a good
meal.
He's
not going to Lupe Tortilla. That's,
that's for sure.
You got to go have something good. Maybe.
Well, see, my wife loves cake.
Okay, well, yeah, you can get a cake.
But I already feel I got to go for a run when I go home. And,
what?
Oh, yeah.
You're going to run on your birthday?
Yeah.
Why?
Because
he knows he's going to eat like crazy tonight.
Well, I already did. I mean, this weekend with Father's Day and doing the whole.
So did you celebrate your birthday yesterday?
No, but we did Father's Day yesterday.
I know, but so you're going to today. You're gonna. It's a separate, which is good,
right?
So
I said my wife always complains because her birthday is January 2nd. She goes, I always lose a little on Christmas, and I go lose a little. I got Father's Day and my birthday back to back. I'm getting screwed.
Yeah,
there's no two separate gifts.
So what are you doing tonight?
Are you
What's
drinking?
The deal?
No.
You're not drinking on your birthday?
You know, Taylor stayed home from school and Lisa was home from work, so they're hanging out. And then when I get home, we'll probably grab some dinner, and but I'm sure it'll be low key. It's no big deal.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, birthdays aren't what they used to be.
That's true.
You know?
Yeah. When you get in your 50s.
Well, we're not there yet. At the same time, you know, the big thing is that you're more appreciative of, like, especially, like, topics we covered today, but you're more appreciative of your health.
Yeah.
And the fact that, you know, you're still going strong and everything's in the right places to be able to partake in whatever you want to partake in on your birthday and otherwise, because there's too many people that either don't have it all working or aren't with us anymore.
I'm not quite there yet, but I can see now as I get older. Like I just long for the days when I could get out of bed and my back doesn't hurt. Like that would be great. Just not waking up with a sore back for no reason.
Really?
Oh yeah.
Wow. That's
what happens. Dude.
I'm scared of that because I have a bad back.
My body's breaking down.
I overcame that. I used to have the back issues and stuff like that. So, I mean, knock on wood that this last year has been great in terms of not having the nagging injuries. And, like, you know, I'm still able to do all the things, hooping and all the stuff that I like doing. But, you know, my college roommate called me today, and you start hearing about people like that. And he said it, he goes, this sucks. When you know you're not in your young spry, when everybody goes, someday you're going to get to that age. He goes, because now I find myself hearing stories about people we went to school with that either are no longer with us or, and you're like, God, we were, you know, that was always other people. And now those discussions are getting closer to being in your wheelhouse.
Yeah, that's scary, man.
Yeah, it's tough. But, you know, I mean, look, I, the greatest gift of all is I got two great gifts to go home to. I mean, to have a beautiful wife and a healthy baby, that's all you can ask for.
You know, you can get like a free dessert at Lupita Tortilla if you tell
me it's
your birthday.
I got my coffee free today.
Okay.
Yeah, they even wrote happy birthday on the cup. So, yeah, I got my coffee free today.
Did you have to tell them it was your birthday or did they just knew?
They knew.
They knew?
Yeah. My wife might have
tipped them off. I'm telling you, he goes in there.
No, my wife went to Starbucks with me today, which she normally doesn't do. And while I was chasing the baby down, she might have said something.
That would have squealed.
There you go.
Cool. And Lids. Lids, I get deals at Lids today on my birthday.
Look at 20% that. 20% off. You going to go get one?
I might.
Can you do it online or like do you have to go to the mall?
Packers.
I
think you can do either one.
No, the new Astros, instead of the ones you like, the flat visor and the squared off top, they're doing the new low profile with the old, going back to basics, the low profile with the traditional folded visor.
Yeah.
And get the Astros blue.
Word.
I like those.
Cool.
Match your shirt.
Well, have fun, man.
Thank you, fellas. I appreciate it. We'll be back again tomorrow and the rest of the week, so please feel free to join us. The Usual Suspects, 1 to 4 every weekday right here on ESPN 97.5. For Barry and Nick, I'm Joel. Not time now for Fred, AJ, and the Blitz right here on ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5.